Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome. It is our third hour of our get-together on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 8:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Trump announcing a travel ban. The lefties will cry, the same ones that were quite silent when our borders were being overrun and completely flooded by illegals. But now they think, oh, it's so wrong that we could ban travel from people coming from countries that have a history of terrorism and terrorists. But we're going to look at brighter, more positive stuff right now because Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, is in the house. Morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. It's great to be with you, my friend.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Switch mics.
Oh, my. Remember? Well, no.
Did I not plug one of them in?
Yeah.
Good morning, Bob.
Remember when you made that switch the other day?
Let's see. Are you there now?
Am I there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Hey,
I can hear you.
That's copyrighted. Watch it now.
All right. So let's get down to business. You guys in Marion County, not just you, but you've had great support all the way around. People in Marion County don't like animal abusers, and you got some things done. You know, Molly was kind of a big thing about, well, you
oh,
explain.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we started off with Molly's Law. We actually put a database in place for animal abuse in Marion County. But we knew that, listen, you got people moving all over the place. You got things happening. We needed a statewide animal abuse registry, and Senate Bill 494 got signed, Dexter's Law, into law by Governor Ron DeSantis. It's really landmark legislation that creates Florida's first statewide animal abuser registry and could become, hopefully, a national model. This way, people moving that have these criminal backgrounds mm-hmm. and abuse of animals will be known.
Right.
So we don't, you know, you can make a mistake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the problem with our local one before was, okay, so you have you're on the registry in Marion County. Well, okay, well, I could still go get an animal, you know, in Volusia County or Alachua County or somewhere
else.
It's not going to pop up, right? So now at least statewide we'll have it. And God willing, we'll be able to do something nationally to really make sure that happens. In 2022, the killing of Dexter, a recently adopted shelter dog in Pinellas County, renewed the urgency to get this bill passed statewide. So thank you for all those senators and folks, and of course Governor DeSantis for signing it and making it happen.
And for anybody that wants more information on what's going on in Marion County, they do have a great website. It's marionfl.org, and then you'll have options as to what particular area that you want to find out more about, but that's marionfl.org. What about this mega adoption?
Yeah, so, you know, of course it's summertime, and it's the best time to bring that pet home and get acquainted with your family. So join Marion County Animal Services at the Florida Strawberry Festival Fairgrounds June 6th through the 8th for some tail wagging good times. Over 300 lovable dogs will be ready to find their forever homes, and all the adoption fees will be waived. There's no time like today in this month to make sure that these dogs find their forever homes. homes, and we need your help. So please, you know, when you're thinking about an animal this year, your kids are home, they're begging you, Mom, I need, you know, a new dog or a new cat, or, you know, please, please, please make sure you check out this event.
And help them to learn about responsibilities, that this life depends on you being there, feeding it, making sure it has water, playing with it.
Yep.
So those are great. And if you don't have kids anymore, hey, they're great companions.
Oh,
they
so
help
good.
To your resting heart rate is lower for most pet owners.
Absolutely.
Than it is. So, yeah, there's many, many benefits and amazing times you can have
with
a beautiful
pet. Well, if we get to
pet.
It, we might talk about PTSD, and that's another reason to adopt one of these great shelter animals.
There you go. Increased penalties for fleeing and eluding the police. My only fear here is that the only people that run are the ones that can really run fast.
You know, this has been a great opportunity. So Representative Chamberlain, our House member, mm-hmm. introduced Bill 113, really kind of bold legislation, an effort aimed to enhance public safety, target individuals who endeavor to leave through high-speed police chases. We know that this has happened in Marion County a couple times, right? We had the incident where, the police officer got out of the vehicle, stopped. The perpetrator, if you will, you know, jumped in the running vehicle and ran down Highway 40, hundreds of miles an hour. We're kind of following behind, but we don't pursue that in a bad way because we know that wrecks happen, right? Well, this person got chaotic by the end. I think by the time they almost hit the Volusia County line, they crossed the line and killed two innocent people in a car wreck, right? So this is what this bill is all about. If you do that kind of irresponsible behavior, if you run for the police and cause harm, we are going to make sure you not only get locked up for that, but you get locked up for a long time. And so we stop these morons, literally morons, from running from the police. It's ridiculous. It's hazardous. And you put responsible people in jeopardy.
Yeah, I guess when I was thinking of fleeing and eluding, I'm just talking about like somebody on foot. But you're right. The high speed way that some of these nuts travel, and they don't care about the vehicle. A lot of times it's stolen.
No, they don't care.
Yeah. Okay, so this is going to increase the penalties, and hopefully people, when you get pulled over, I mean, you know, you've been caught. You're only going to make things worse, buddy. After that.
Listen, and let me just tell you, in Marion County, in case you haven't seen Chopper Cops, all right? In case you haven't seen the show on Paramount about the Chopper Cops, if you go into a high-speed chase with Marion County Sheriff's Office and many of the other sheriff's offices in Florida, right, we already have launched Air One, mm-hmm. okay? In that case, when they call for backup, that helicopter is in the air and has you pinged from over 10 or 15 miles away. You are not going anywhere. I
now all you got to do is arm
watch
those.
The show. Don't be stupid.
Just arm those with some 50 cal.
Well, I don't know about arming those.
I like the way you think, Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
The commission may not go for it, but
listen,
I like the way you're thinking.
Just remember, when I'm speeding, I'm not fleeing and eluding. I just haven't been caught yet.
Yeah, well, you know, and the reality is Air One's up. Our canine units are coming. You aren't going anywhere. It doesn't matter if you go out to the Ocala National Forest and try to elude us. We are going to find you. We're going to hunt you. The sheriff is not messing around. I don't know what y'all think. Story after story. I mean, it's serious. I don't know who.
They don't have the patience to play games. They're going to find you, catch you. They're going to bust you. And
last time somebody tried to elude and hide under a dock, you know, we had the dogs on them, the Air Ones on them, and the airboat goes in and gets them. You are not going anywhere. I promise.
Can I talk about the trained dolphin program, or is that still supposed to be?
That's still secret. That's top secret.
I did it again. Sorry. Let's talk about Marion County Fire Rescue. I know they do an awesome job.
They do.
And you've come to, and the commission come to really kind of support, try to pick up the pay levels and all that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and in fact, we're continuing to make sure we do that. Here's the hard part, right? Is that there's just, as the governor was talking not too long ago, there's just not enough people right now, you know, across the state and really across the country going into law enforcement, going into fire protection. So, you know, we want more and more people to do that. We have got an incredible, listen, if you're graduating, by the way, if you're graduating high school, we have the best training program in the state. We will pay you. We will pay you to go to school to become a firefighter.
And,
right?
And with that, you get
and
paramedic
with that,
training.
You will get paramedic training.
That's huge.
I mean, it'll be a whole career you can have if you don't know what you want to do. Come check us out and check out Marion County Fire Rescue.
All right. Good stuff there. June is Faith and Family Month in Marion County.
Yeah, you know, well, we try to change it up. And you guys do, what is that, Pride Month up here in Alachua County? Yeah, so we do Faith and Family Month.
We do it like Wow. I mean, I like all the colors and stuff.
But right. Yeah. I mean,
you know, God's rainbow and all.
God's rainbow. Yeah.
Not my gig, but thanks for asking.
Well, you know, I'm just kidding around. But we really wanted just to emphasize faith and family. We have this incredible lady, Bob, that comes to every one of our meetings. She prays for us. She writes us little notes. Sometimes she brings us a little cookie or something. And just to edify, just to lift us up with this, because, you know, she realizes, she sits through these meetings, it's not always easy, it's not always fun, you know, and it's a lot of stress to be in those leadership roles, and she just loves on us, and she said, hey, let's do faith and family instead of all this other stuff going on, and just because we have family in our mission statement, because we build up the faith community in our community, we wanted to celebrate that and tell folks in Marion County, love your families this summer. Have a great time in June, and make sure you invest in your kids and your grandkids. We love you, and have an incredible day. And make sure that you let people know that faith and family is what Marion County really is all about.
MarionFL.org, and you'll find all kinds of other information. Pickleball courts getting dedicated. PTSD run walk coming up. So lots of things happening in Marion County. We always appreciate you, well, Carl, coming up and suffering through 400 traffic lights to visit us here in Alachua County.
You're a good guy. To be on the Bob Rose Show.
I think Aaron right wanted to, want to get him here if they have to.
We could be like a tag team wrestling.
Woo!
Carl, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we have a ton of stuff to get to, including Trump and Putin. Not going all that well. Details on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Happy Thursday. We're getting there. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:22, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And coming up at 8:35, we'll shine the light of valor on one of our first responders going above and beyond. Very proud to do that. Thanks to our friends at Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. All right, couple of things here. George Clooney, and it doesn't matter if it's George Clooney, but let's just say famous actor.
Okay.
On with CNN's Anderson Cooper. And basically Anderson Cooper asking, are you worried about being targeted by the administration? I mean, personally being targeted? Anderson Cooper asked him that. Are you afraid of the Trump administration? Do you think evil Trump's going to come up and send a legion of black cars and throw you in the back and shuffle you off and you'll never be seen from or heard from again, George Clooney?
You mean disappeared?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he asked him that. Do you worry about that?
Yeah.
And Clooney could have. He could have got a hold of himself and answered it properly. But no, he goes, are you afraid? Sure. Everybody worries about it.
Oh, my.
You've got
goodness.
To be kidding me.
So, Bob, which actors or comedians has Trump made disappear?
Well, what about that so-called comedian, that Kathy Nasty-looking thing?
Oh, my goodness,
that
yes.
came out with a severed head of Trump?
He didn't go after her.
No. So that's really all you need to know. He doesn't go after people like that.
They think too highly of themselves.
Yeah, he said everybody worries about it, but you know, if you spend your life worrying about these things, then you won't do things. You know, we have we like everybody. We have a family. We have a life. You know, you supported Democrats, George,
wow.
so you don't care about my family or the lives of many individuals that don't have protection, gated communities, large security systems and people working for you, George. So when you let in through the Democrat Party and the Biden administration, all those illegals, a lot of them gang members, drug dealers, cartel members, you put our lives at risk by supporting that. And then you were a little slow to catch on to just how slow Joe was. But you're out there fundraising, right? Yeah. He says, I want to be able to look at my kids in the eye and say where we stood and what we did at certain times in history. George, you better pray. And I mean this sincerely. You better pray that your kid never messes around with drugs. Because there's a high probability that if they do, they're going to get something with fentanyl in it. And if they do, there's a high probability that it'll eventually kill them. And 50% of the fentanyl is not coming across the border because Trump took strong and decisive action. At least 50%. Under Biden, it was wide open. And 70 to 100,000 Americans between the ages of 18 and 45 were being killed by fentanyl. So, once again, Clooney, you don't have a clue.
No.
He says, yeah. He says, I want to look at my kids and say, you know, where we stood and what we did at certain times in history. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to tell your kids. I'm going to tell your kids what a whiny little weasel you were without a backbone and put all Americans at risk because of the ideology that you followed, that you campaigned for, that you raised money for. I'm going to tell your kids that. And again, I pray they're never the victims of fentanyl poisoning. I pray they're never the victims of illegal alien gang members. I hope they're never victims of rape because of that or murder. Yeah. He said, and I don't have a problem with that. He says, and my wife certainly does. My wife's the bravest person I've ever met. And, you know, my wife spent 2 years in a bunker in Beirut trying Hezbollah. She is the only person. And she put herself in risk, et cetera. Anyway.
Well, maybe she should be the man of the house. And
well, she probably is.
Yeah, probably so.
And look, and again, if you're going to give your opinion out, here's the thing. Do they really believe that they would be targeted? I don't think so. But if they do, you know why, right? It's not really based on what Trump has done.
Nope.
It's not even what Trump has said. What it is you would target someone like yourself if you were in that position of power. That's what it boils down to. Remember, I told you, they call you what they are. They say you're up to and doing things that they're up to and doing. This could be another case of that.
Yep.
Well, I know if I was in that position and there was some mealy-mouthed actor shooting off his mouth, yeah, I'd shut it. You know that's what it is. Yeah. And look, as an actor or whatever, he does a fine job. He should just stick to that. And I sincerely hope that he and his family are safe. But don't put the rest of us at risk because you have some bizarre ideology and supporting the Democrat Party. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Trump and the travel ban, that's coming up. Trump and Putin, that's coming up. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They answer first, ensuring our safety 24/7. 97.3 The Sky salutes first responders. The Sky Valor Honors Program.
Valor, valor, valor.
June is the month of valor here on 97.3 The Sky. So every weekday at 8:35, we recognize the bravery of local law enforcement and first responders. This is what valor is all about. Shining a light on these heroes who are first on the scene when the unthinkable happens. We honor their life-saving efforts and go above and beyond the call of duty to keep us all safe. The 9th Annual Sky Valor Honors Program is presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. Special thanks to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, and BJ Trophies. Today's honoree from the University of Florida Police Department, saluting Detective Anastasia Anna Shkirko. She studied criminology and English at UF, certified with the Florida Law Enforcement Academy. Shkirko specializes in complex investigations, evidence analysis, and public safety in her role as a detective. While conducting routine online research related to a recent protest activity and potential threats to campus safety, Shkirko encountered a Reddit post that raised immediate concern. Believed to be authored by a UF student, the post included alarming statements indicating the individual had just attempted suicide for the second time. Detective Shkirko notified her supervisor and swiftly worked to find the subject. Demonstrating both technical expertise and investigative skill, she submitted an emergency disclosure to request to Reddit, filed an emergency request with Google, collaborated with UF IT specialists to identify and locate the individual. Shkirko raced to the subject's residence with other responders, where she directly engaged with what was a distressed UF student. In a severe crisis, the subject began vomiting uncontrollably, a clear indication that harmful substances may have been ingested. Shkirko quickly requested emergency medical services, remained with the individual, and ensured they received immediate medical attention. The student was then transported to receive full appropriate care. Just as CPR can mean the difference between life and death, so too can the kind of proactive, intelligent, and compassionate response demonstrated by Shkirko, navigating complex channels to locate a student in crisis. For her swift, decisive technical skill and life-saving professionalism, the UF Police Department and 97.3 The Sky are proud to salute Detective Anastasia Anna Shkirko as today's Sky Valor honoree. The Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, along with Campus USA Credit Union. Tomorrow morning at 8:35, we'll recognize another Sky Valor honoree. 8:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Thursday. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And, well, I was just thinking, you know, it's summertime. Don't you want a book maybe to read, you know, out on the porch, maybe on the deck, take to the beach for the summer, right? Yeah, Here's a great one from KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre.
But you had us go on there for
Well, it's interesting because apparently it's not under the fiction category. And I'm like...
Unlike her press conferences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reporters who covered the Biden White House and had to deal with her, and I mean, we're not all talking about all Fox News here either. I mean, there were some other, you know, left of center folks who you'd think might be on the same page politically, and even they were like shocked. They're like, what? A new book? Wow. Talk about desperate. The longtime spokesperson for former President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday that she switched her affiliation, her party affiliation, to independent. Wow. After all the work that you did for the disgusting Democrats. I mean, you worked your way up. Aren't you in a position of prominence? Don't they give you something for going out there and lying day in and day out? You should have some kind of reward, right? They should reward you with a, you know, with some kind of special gig, right? No, maybe not. Maybe that's why maybe she turned against them. Maybe she got tired of lying. Maybe she had a true epiphany. I don't know. But she revealed an upcoming book. Oh.
See, that's why we're here from her.
How do I get my name out there? Oh, I got it. I'll say I'm not a Democrat anymore. Yeah, yeah. I'm independent. In fact, I'll call the book Independent, A Look Inside a Broken White House, Outside the Party Lines. Well, that raised some eyebrows, especially among the journalists who dealt with her in the briefing room. They're like sarcastically calling the project amazing, right? Mm-hmm. But this is one of the good ones. Hey, did she find the manuscript somewhere in that fat binder she toted around? If I were a historian writing about the Biden White House, I wouldn't ignore what Corinne has to say, but it's not an account in which much weight will be invested, just like her briefings. Yeah, she really did have a problem with the truth. She did. And look, we all understand a press secretary has to try to present the president's thoughts and ideas in a, to the best of their abilities to try to sell it to the worldwide media, actually. And then one said, hey, has anyone circled back with Jen Psaki? Like, maybe they can write a book together?
Oh, wow. Because
she was there, of course, before Jean-Pierre. Mm-hmm. And that's how she always responded to tough questions. You know, I'll circle back on that one. You know, let me do some research and I'll circle back.
Well, maybe they'll do an interview.
Let me talk to the State Department and then I'll circle back.
Well, as opposed to KJP, which would always pull off the, well, I've not heard that yet. Or, no one has told me that yet. Or,
You're basically the last person on the planet to know that then.
Right.
So, now she's going to write a book. And I wondered, who wants to read her book?
Yeah.
Democrats who are still drinking the Kool-Aid, they don't want to read her book because she left the party. Independents have overwhelmingly supported Trump in the last election, so I don't know that they're interested necessarily in what she has to say. So I'm not sure who would have interest in that. You're going to tell me how broken the Biden White House is? Is that kind of the basis of the book? It's in the title. You're going to tell me that? Well, guess what? I saw how broken it was.
Yeah.
You only had to pay half attention to realize the squirrely stuff they were pulling off, and Biden was half out of it more than half the time, or more. So anyway, yeah. Look, I don't wish her any ill will. If people want to buy her book, buy her book. But again, she never had anything credible to say during any of her press conferences and any of her press meetings. Mm-hmm. Why in the world would you think all of a sudden she's going to have, factual information or anything that's, going to, make a difference? What is the book going to say? Oh, and Joe Biden really was out of it. Okay, we know that. What are you going to say? Jill had an awful lot of power. Yeah, we know that. Some of the other folks, they had a lot of power too. Yeah, we know that too. I mean, what really could she share with us? I mean, I guess she could go through just how tough and straining it was to have to go out there and lie every day. I imagine that would take its toll, honestly. That's why I've been blessed with a gig where I am the guy on the radio. Just like I am that guy, that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
If you have to play a role, and remember, you're not selling it as a role. You're supposed to be the bona fide press secretary of the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And if you have to lie every time you go out there, how long can a normal person do that? I mean, I get it. It's a gig. Nobody wants to give up their job.
Right.
But. And you know what? Who would they replace her with? Somebody who either is going to do exactly what she was told to do, or they won't have a gig either. I mean,
right?
So I'm not necessarily attacking her. I'm making fun of her because yes, for her to come out and write a book, for her to come out and say, "Hey, pay attention to me now because I'm an independent."
Right. That sounds sincere, doesn't it?
When you couldn't have followed the party line, hook, line, and sinker any more than you did. Oh, by the way, the Trump administration, they've come out and said, Columbia University, you have failed to meet accreditation standards.
Whoops.
Yeah, because of violation of federal anti-discrimination laws. They allowed for Jewish students on their campuses to be, verbally abused, etc. Now, apparently, Columbia at some point said they were going to make policy changes regarding protesting, discipline, campus police officers being allowed to make arrests, etc. But as of this just came out yesterday. No, actually came out this morning. Right now, they're in violation, and that means any kind of federal dollars in terms of loans or Pell Grants, can't give that money to Columbia.
Oh, well.
Not right now.
Hmm.
It's 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, which today is going to be a great one. For one reason, 7:35, we had a great conversation with Senator Rick Scott. So wherever you normally download your podcast, look for the Bob Rose Show, click on subscribe, and you'll be able to hear that interview and pretty much anything else you want. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Yow! You can't. Nobody can scream like Diamond David Lee Roth.
Oh, I mean, man. He was the best. Yeah, that. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
When did that come out? 1984?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So the pool's coming along at my house.
Yes.
In fact, water was flowing into said pool this morning when I left. We turned it off overnight, just out of caution, and then I turned it back on, and I left. Yeah. And that was like at 4 in the morning. But I think it's going well.
Really? I'm impressed.
Well, Betsy's not answering her phone, so I assume she's swimming.
She's out there or working on it.
Well, yeah.
Doing something. Yeah.
But it was taking water, and it looked nice. It looked pretty darn level, I got to say. I think we're both a little shocked. Like,
really?
It's not all going to one side. It looks pretty even.
Well, see, you followed Rosebud's advice there.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it, though, so right. I'll just say, so far, so good.
Well, see, what's going on in your backyard potentially better than in mine? It must be the season. Out yesterday, late afternoon, early evening, and I saw this cute little couple.
Aww.
Running around and frolicking and looking for little
things. In your backyard?
In my backyard.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, the armadillos are back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, last year they had, and I guess they have triplets. I think that's a common thing with them. And so, but they didn't do too much damage last year. But I guess they liked my backyard. I like my backyard. It's pretty. And but they're back.
And you said didn't seem to have much fear.
Oh, no, none at all. I tried to, like, spook them, scare them. I stomped, I yelled, I clapped. I even took a broom. It was very soft. I didn't hurt the little guy or girl. I mean, I just kind of give him a little poke. Hey, rolled over and just kept doing his thing.
Well, just think how hard it would be to scare you if you're covered in armor.
You know, I hadn't thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, they were not concerned at all about my existence. Who knows? They probably couldn't even see me. They don't see very well anyway.
No, they don't, do they?
Yeah, because they're, burrowers. They're used to digging and feeling.
So. We had one in our backyard and a couple of houses ago. And
Oh, they can?
Yeah, the dogs found where it was. And by the time I was there, they were bringing me pieces.
Well, these are as big as
felt bad.
These are as big as my dog, so there's that.
Yeah.
He weighs 12 pounds.
No, and we had Charlie back then. He was a lab a mix. He had a little bit of chow in him. And he was chowing down that armadillo.
Wow. Oh, well. Barrett will probably just ignore them. He does the rabbits. He's like, they belong.
Yeah, the dogs we have now, I mean, they might chase critters around, but they don't catch them.
I'm just hoping for no yard damage this year, so that's all.
Golden retrievers usually don't hurt anything because they have they were actually bred for their very soft mouths,
right?
Because they go out and bring back the bird for you,
right?
And not like crunch down on it.
It doesn't do you much good if they've mauled it before you get it back.
That's right.
Mm. We'll see.
All right.
Well, good luck with the pool. That's good to do.
Thanks. Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't know when you have one.
Yes.
You don't use it as much as you would, but at least the investment level is low because it's one of those above ground pools.
But it's put together yourself kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, the cost, to have a real pool put in, whether you go with the fiberglass or you go with the cement mixture or whatever it is.
And you've done that.
Yeah. But I was fortunate. I mean, that was through radio in a larger market in Orlando where I basically, did my advertising. I mean, gave my voice
to the pool company.
And it covered the whole pool. And then I had a separate deal with the screen company.
Look at you. That was a lot of talking.
And I mean, they were both state of the art.
Nice.
I mean, I never had a screen enclosure when it would close the door.
Yeah.
It closed like a nice car door.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was very heavy duty, yet the spans were further apart. So it didn't interfere with your view because they use structurally stronger material, thicker material.
That's smart. I like that.
I thought so.
What a concept.
Yeah.
No, we did not want one. We were looking for the house. We made sure we did not get a pool because we didn't want to mess with it.
Yeah. No. I mean, and we've got the hot tub, and we haven't had any issues with that water turning funky or anything. We stay on top of it. And I don't know. You know what? If it saves us a couple of our... You know, little weekend trips, it'll pay for itself. This pool will pay for itself in no time.
That is a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
I think
we still love to get away. We'll still love to go to the beach, but it is nice when you can just chill in the backyard.
You know, the struggle is real. He's going to have a pool in his backyard. He's got a little lake in his backyard.
Don't forget my Harley.
Got the
Spike.
Spike. I like that.
Got
name.
A new windscreen for Spike.
Yeah.
Yep. So... Now I just have to ride it.
I haven't seen it yet in person.
Yeah, I was thinking about bringing it tomorrow. It depends on the weather.
Yeah
I'm not going to ride in the rain.
I don't blame you.
If I can avoid it.
No, don't blame
me. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and anybody else with a brain.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Hey, the 9 o'clock stretch. It is coming up next right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.